Verla Insko has long been a progressive political champion for the Orange County area. A retired healthcare administrator, she served as an Orange County commissioner for 4 years and on the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education for 8 years before she was elected to the North Carolina General Assembly in 1997. Now, in her 13th term, Insko is second in House seniority only to Representative Julia Howard of Davie County. After 24 years of service, when asked about her decision to retire, Insko simply said, "It's time."
My husband and I have a lot of ahead of us. We have some travel plans. We're sort of downsizing. Mm-hmm. And so we're beginning to focus on slowing down.
During Insko's tenure, she developed expertise in health and human services, education, the environment, and election law. She helped lead a committee in the early 2000s focused on improving ballot security, especially with the rise of electronic voting systems. She said her proudest accomplishment, however, has been her work on early childhood education and mental health reform, where there's still plenty more work to be done.
For the mental health system, that reform took place over a period of years, and we were doing a lot of changes and adjusting. And that system's still not right. And a lot of that, of the shortfalls that we have in that system are because of inadequate funding.
During her remaining time in office, Insko said she wants to continue Medicaid expansion.
I mean, we have 1 million people in North Carolina that are uninsured. And about 600,000 of those would be covered if we expanded Medicaid.
And when December 2022 rolls around, Insko said she doesn't plan on straying very far from the local government scene.
I have a Democratic Party politics in my blood, so yeah. I know I'm going to be involved locally in some way.
Insko said she's been thinking about stepping down from her position ever since she filed for re-election last year. And with the filing period for the state and county primaries opening in December, she wanted to give people who were interested in running plenty of time to make a decision. People like chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, Jonah Garson. On Wednesday, Garson announced that he is stepping aside to run for Insko's seat in the North Carolina House, which covers Chapel Hill and Carrboro. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.